Hello. So I wasn't aware till just a second ago that Ellie Goulding had covered your song. It goes like this. I hope I do it justice. It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. Now, I don't know about you, but it makes me absolutely furious. Now, art is all about opinions, and this is only my opinion. But I think this is an abomination. This is up there with one of the greatest two or three songs of all time, the Elton John version, obviously. Why would Elton John allow such a thing? And I get they're probably mates and, they're the record companies involved. And why? We don't need bad copies of things we already have, do we? I don't know. Maybe we do. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Ellie Goulding is very popular. I'm sure this song, your song, was very popular. And there will be people that don't know about the original version, perhaps, because they're seven. And maybe this is for seven-year-olds. I don't know. But, and maybe some people prefer this version to the original version. And to those people, I say, wow, we can never, ever be friends. Wow. Oh, it's tiring. I just want to play the original. Maybe I'm getting old though, It's probably what it is, where everything seems like bad copies of what has come before. But maybe there's another issue, a more fundamental issue in the arts. Because back when your song was released in the 70s, there were so many less artists, wasn't there? Less singers, less bands, and far, far less comedians. People releasing content. Now every fucker and his dog are releasing content. Literally, and his dog. My mate's dog has got his own Instagram account. And when that account has more followers than mine, which won't be too long, that's it. I'm giving up. All bets are off. And I'm buying a dog. And I'm starting again through the dog. I'm going to live dreams through the dog. I'll enter Britain's Got Talent. I mean, yeah, this problem started, didn't it, 14 years ago? Britain's Got Talent has been running 14 years, and twice now, in those 14 years, a dog has won Britain's Got Talent. Twice in the last 14 years, a dog has been the most impressive person in the country. And I'm sure this has happened wherever you are in the world. These fucking competitions. Think of the people that have won all the dogs that have won your talent competitions in your country. Do you still long for them? Do you still hanker for them? Do you still, like I do, wake up and think, where's that fucking dog? That one Britain's Got Talent. I want more content from that fucking dog. When's he gonna walk up another seesaw? The lazy bastard. Now, of course, I don't think that. Britain's Got Talent and all these talent shows, they're part of this social media turd explosion that made every piece of art disposable. And everyone in the world an artist. So this is what I think could be the fundamental problem. Maybe the world is running out of new ideas. Now that every fucker and his dog are pumping out shite every day. I know I'm a comedian and surrounded by artists in what I do, but I know very few people who aren't shitting out content of some kind every day. And so with these billions of ideas coming out every second, it's just a hypothesis, but have we run out of ideas, genuinely? When was the last idea that came out, apart from this podcast and my shows? When was the last idea that came out and you thought, that's good, that's never been done before, that's new? It's hard, isn't it? Because every note has been played, you know? Every note has been played. Even though I think this is a new way of, little bit funny, this feeling inside. But until, maybe every note has been played, every joke has been told, every song sung, you know. And this genuinely, this isn't about me saying things were better in the old days. I'm just asking, where are the new ideas? You know, maybe it's impossible to have a new idea because everyone has been done already in some form by someone or by some fucking dog. You can't do a joke online anymore without someone piping up. You've nicked it. Oh, you've nicked that. I've nicked it. The trouble is now, there used to be 100 comedians in the world. Now there are over a billion wannabe comedians all shitting out as many jokes as they can every day. I've lost friends to TikTok and Twitch. They're gone. They don't know what's the real world anymore. They don't interact in the real world. And there's nothing we can do about this. It will just get worse. The horse is bolted. The dog has bolted. Up a seesaw. You know, where are the artists? Where are the sculptors?
If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a travelling show.
That's the worst bit for me. Arrgh. Sorry, it makes my shit itch, this. Where was I? Very soon, you'll be looked down on, won't you, if your pet doesn't have an Instagram account.
Oh, what's the tortoise's name? Biggles. Oh, and Biggles the tortoise, so that's cute. And what's Biggles' act?
What do you mean, what's his act? I mean, what's Biggles' act? What's his talent? What does he do?
He does nothing, really.
Why am I talking like Ellie Goulding?
He does nothing, really. He does nothing. It's, it may be quite simple. But now that it's done, he does nothing. I hope he don't mind. Hope he don't mind.
He does nothing. Well, he needs to do something. He needs to have a talent. You should have an Instagram account, your turtle. He's a tortoise. All right, what should he do? I'll tell you what he should do. You should train Biggles, the tortoise, for the next 50 years to do a forward roll. Imagine the memes and the likes you'll get when Biggles is the only tortoise in the world to be able to do a forward roll.
I don't want to do that.
And you have a dog, don't you? Yeah, but leave him alone. He's a rescue dog. He's had a hard life.
Well, that's fucking perfect. Everyone on these talent shows needs a tragic backstory. Fucking perfect. He's already one step ahead of the competition. What could we get this dog do? What's the name?
Ellie? Really? Ellie? All right. We might have to change that. What type of dog is it? Golden Retriever. All right. We'll call it Golden. Ellie Golden. Let's call it Ellie Golden.
Sounds great, doesn't it? Ellie Golden.
And what can we get Ellie Golden doing? Well, does Ellie Golden make any sound? Could we perhaps train her for 10 years to say the word sausages?
I doubt it. Ellie just lets out pained yelps because it's had a horrific background. I think there's a lot of trauma
in the background, just like a lot of whimpers. I can work with whimpers. What do you mean? Well, you know, maybe we could tune those whimpers. Let's have a go. You're not tuning my dog's whimpers. No, I have a perfect idea. If I spend the next 10 years tuning those whimpers, I reckon we can get your dog, Ellie Goulden, to do a cover of your song by Ellie Goulding. You mean Elton John? No, Ellie Goulden won't cover that version. That version I don't think should be touched. It's a work of fucking art, that version. It's untouchable. It'd be like getting Ellie Goulden the dog to shit on canvas to try and copy the Mona Lisa. No! Ellie Goulden is going to cover Ellie Goulding version of your song. I reckon in about 5 to 10 years I can tune those whimpers to sound not as good, obviously, as Ellie Goulding, but okay. And like the Ellie Goulding version. But why? Why would you want to spend so much time producing something that sounds a bit like the original but not as good? Well, that's not a question for me, is it? That's a question for Ellie fucking Goulding. And all these people on TikTok lip-syncing or doing pale imitations of what's gone before. Ask those fuckers. Nathan, stop shouting. You're scaring the tortoise. It's put his head back into his shell. I'm sorry, Biggles. But that is a good start, my friend. Tuck that head right under and do a forward roll. Come on, Biggles. Forward roll, son. Forward roll. Come on, you little bastard. I need you. I need you for content. I need you to produce something, anything. Even if it's 20 types of shite, please. Anything. Content. And on that note, please join me for more of my daily podcast tomorrow. Lots of love
to you all. Oh, lots of love to you all. Because you know what? Hope you don't mind. Hope you don't mind that I put down in words. I mean this. How wonderful life is. Now you're in.